Mishra will cover the Gemara on Yatesman Beis and the Gemara on Chafim Aleph until Chafim and Beis the Tap. So we were discussing the concept of Megillas Tainus last time, that there were certain Yom Tovim that occurred, that existed in Bizman HaMikdash, and whether or not Megillas Tainus, the Yom Tovim of Megillas Tainus, exists Bizman HaZeh, whether Megillas Tainus is Batal or not, ends up being a Machlokas HaTanaim. Okay, so the Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, again regarding the holidays, the months, the shluchim sent out by the Beis Din from regarding informing people that Kiddush HaChodesh would go out for. So the mission records Al El Bnei Rosh Hashanah, they would go out after Rosh Chodesh El so that people would know when Rosh Hashanah would be. Val Tishrei Bnei Takaras HaMoados, and they would go out after the Kiddush HaChodesh of Tishrei for Takaras HaMoados. So the Gemara asks the following question: Kaven Denafke Luhul A Elul. If they already went out for Chodesh Elul to tell people when Rosh Hashanah was going to be, why did they need to go out for Chodesh Tishrei? After all, Rosh Hashanah was based on what they said it would be. And Rashi again addressed this on the Mishnah Yechesim and Aleph, but it's the Gemara's question: what do they need the Edom to go out, the Shluchim to go out for Tishrei itself? They knew when Rosh Hashanah would be based on when Rosh Chodesh El was, and then from that they could plan accordingly for the rest of the holiday cycle for Tishrei. V'chitema Dilma Abrua Elul. So maybe there was a chashash that they were ma'aber Chodesh Elul, and then Elul ended up being a 30-day month, and Rosh Hashanah ended up being a day later than they had expected. So they didn't know when they couldn't actually know for sure when Rosh Hashanah would be, and that's why they would keep 2 days, and therefore they had to go out for the holiday cycle regarding Tishrei. V'amar b'chinen abar kahana marav mimos ezra ve'elach lo matzinu elul me'ubar. This is quoted also in the Aflamid Beis. We've seen this before. The b'chinen bar abbas bar kahana said that from the days of Ezra and on, we've never found that Chosh El was me'ubar. So, in which case, If it's never happened since the days of Ezra, then there'll be no need. So Gemara answers no. Lo matzinu de lo itzrich. Ha itzrich ma'abrin onlay. The only reason why it hasn't happened is because we never needed it to happen. So, but if we were to need to be ma'abra chodesh el, which the Gemara will talk about later on in Daf Chaf, so they would do it. In which case, it's not pshat that it was impossible to happen. It could happen, they just never needed it to happen. So if in the event they needed it to happen, it would happen. So therefore the shluchim had to go out. But that's a problem. So this is the question that we dealt with before. Hamikalkel Rosh Hashanah, you're going to mess up the Bnei Hagola when it comes to their proper observance of Rosh Hashanah. They actually kept Rosh Hashanah the wrong day, Chas v'Shalom. They didn't do Malacha when they could have done Malacha, and they ended up doing Malacha on the day they couldn't do Malacha. Let's say in the event that it was actually a Chodesh Me'ubar, so then they kept it incorrectly. So this, especially according to Rashi on the Mishnah, on Daf Yud Ches and Aleph, that they only kept one day of Rosh Hashanah, so they got things wrong. So that would be a problem. So the Gemara answers no. Mutav to kalkal Rosh Hashanah v'lo yiskalkalu kulam moados. It was better that they should mess up their observance of Rosh Hashanah, and they shouldn't mess up all of the other holidays. Take a nami. I'll bring you a diuk from the Mishnah. The Gemara says diktani al Tishrei mipnei takanas hamoados. Tishrei is called takanas hamoados. In other words, the Moados of Tishrei, even if there was a mistake on Rosh Hashanah, the Shar HaMoados, the rest of the Moados, have to be properly observed. Shramina. So you see from there that an improper observance of Rosh Hashanah wouldn't be considered less significant than the observance of the holidays of Tishrei. So it's a big Kaddish, but it comes out from the Gemara, at least according to the way Rashi learns on Yud Ches, that even in the times of them, even in their times, they only observed one day of Rosh Hashanah, even outside Eretz Yisrael. So, and informing them, and if in the event they would actually be ma'aber Chodesh Elul and add a day, so they improperly observe Rosh Hashanah, and they made a mistake there, it was still better that they should keep the rest of the modos properly, and we're more concerned with that than Rosh Hashanah itself. So Rashi says, Der maschil ha itzrich, imishum yirka, whether based on the factor of yirka or masya, which we'll see what those are, and afchaf. V'ha could the calculator Rosh Hashanah, but Rosh Hashanah gets messed up. Dinimsa shalo asa'ua b'nei agola ke'alocha im ma'avrin elul, from the fact that they were to be ma'avr elul for these factors, for these necessary factors, so it messes up the observance of elul for the b'nei agola. So, dekanami, we can bring a raya to lahachi chashu rabbanon to lo lekalkulu shar modos. The rabbanon were really concerned they shouldn't have the rest of the modos messed up. V'tiru shei rashanu mekul kol agol, and they were matir, which is an amazing thing, that Rosh Hashanah itself should be observed incorrectly, even though the rest of the days, so that the rest of the days should be observed correctly. Okay, the Gemara continues by the two dots. Val Kislev, Mipnei Chanukah, Val Adar Mipnei Purim. The Shluchim would go out for Kislev to tell people when Chanukah would be, and they would go out from Adar to tell people when Purim would be. V'ilu nis'abra Hashanah, and the Gemara's medayik, but if there was Ibra Hashanah, meaning if they had an extra Adar, there's Ibra Chodesh we know, and Ibra Hashanah. Ibra Chodesh when you add an extra day to the month, Ibra Hashanah is when you add an extra month to the year. So Yotzen af al adar sheni b'pnei Purim lo ktani. Why? The Mishnah doesn't mention that they would go off for adar sheni if there was Ibra Hashanah. So it sounds like from our Mishnah that the Purim observance wouldn't have been changed even if there was an effect that Adar Sheni, even though we are knowing Bizman Azet to keep Purim in Adar Sheni. It's a discussion in the Gemara. It's a discussion in the Gemara in Megillah. So that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, Masnis and Dolker Rebbe. Sounds like our mission is against Rebbe. Tesanya, Rebbe Omer in Misabra Hashanah, Yotzin Af al Adar Sheni b'fnei Purim. If there was in fact an Ibra Hashanah, so they would go out for Adar Sheni. That way, they would know when to observe Purim properly. So the Gemara says, "Lemahal kemifligi tamar sover kol mitzvos nogos b'sheni nogos b'rishon umar sover shekol mitzvos nogos b'sheni ein nogos b'rishon." Sounds like the fundamental machlokas is how to properly observe Purim in a shnas ibur, in a leap year. What the first day is of the opinion, meaning our Mishnah, that all the mitzvos of Purim are noagos, that apply for Adar Sheni are noagos, are observed during Adar Rishon, and therefore once they did the mitzvos in Adar Rishon, they don't need to be done again in Adar Sheni. And Rabbi holds no, all the mitzvos are noagos and Adar Sheni are not noagos in Adar Rishon, they don't apply in Adar Rishon, and that's why Rabbi held the shluchim had to go out for Adar Sheni. So Gemara says lo, dekule ama mitzvos are noagos b'sheni and noagos b'rishon. Really, 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 everybody holds that the mitzvahs that observed during Adar Sheni are not observed during Adar Rishon. So what's the machlokas then? V'ha b'ibur shana k'miflegi. So what we have a machlokas about the gedder of Ibur Shana. What's the machlokas about the gedder of Ibur Shana? The Tanya, kama Ibur Shana. How many days are? How many days are apply for Ibur Shana? Shloshim Yom. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Chodesh. There's a machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. How exactly do we do Ibur Hashanah? Meaning, when you have an other Rishon that you do Ibur Hashanah to, because we add a month and we make Adar Sheni. Do we, is it a month that of 30 days or is it a month of 29 days? So what's the machlokas then? So the machlokas is like this. The Tanavar Mishnah thinks that in the event of Ibur Shana, So other Rishon is 30 days, in which case they know when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. If they know when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, so there's no need to have Shluchim go out. But according to the Man D'Amar that the Chodesh HaYibur is 29 days, so they need to let them know what day is Rosh Chodesh going to be. That's the assumption of the Gemara. That the 2 days about this, the 2 days between Rabbi and our Mishnah depend on this machlokas. That really, really, really everybody believes, everybody agrees that the mitzvahs of Purim are observed again in other Sheni. The question is, was it necessary in the event of a Shnas Ibur to inform the people? If you hold that Ibur Shana, that the days of other Rishon are a full 30-day month, then just add 30, you know when it was, then in the event there was a Shnas Ibur. So then they just kept 30 days later for Rosh Chodesh, and they knew when Purim would be. But according to Rav Shmuel Gamliel, which is in fact Rebbe's view according to the Havmin of the Gemara, it was 29 days, so they need to inform them. That's difficult. Why couldn't they just calculate 29 days on its own? So the Gemara asked, Maishna Shloshim Diadi, Chodesh Nami Diadi. Why is it different 30 days? Why would 30 days be any different? Because they would know when Rosh Chodesh was supposed to be for this for Adar Sheni. So too a 29-day month as well. Either way you look at it, if it's a 30-day month, if the Adar Rishon in the event of a Shnas Ibur is 30 days, so then they know when Rosh Chodesh will be, and if Adar Rishon in the event of a Shnas Ibur is 29 days, then they know when the next Rosh Chodesh is going to be as well. So Gemara says, no, Amar of Papa, Mandar Mechodesh, Ratzah Chodesh, Ratzah Shloshim. The Mandar who says Chodesh was variable. It could be 30 or 29. In other words, according to one day, it was fixed. It was always 30 days. That's the day of the Tanakhama. Kamim Roshana Shloshim Yom. In which case, it was always 30 days, and that's the view of our Mishnah, and it would never change. If it would never change, so there's no need for Shluchim to go out. But according to Rav Papa says, the day of the Holtz Chodesh, meaning the day of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, held that it was a variable month. That the Tana holds Ibur Shana's Chodesh could be 29 days or 30 days. Lav Dafka 29. So Bezdin determines if they want to make the Chodesh Ibur 29 days or 30 days. In which case, the Shluchim would need to go out. So let's see Rashi. Rashi de Ramaskil, the Ilu Inis Abra Shana, which was the diuk of the Gemara, that if there was an Ibur Shana, the Shluchim would not go out according to our Mishnah, La'achar Shenichimas Adar Harishon, once Adar Harishon came in, V'halchu HaShluchim, and the Shluchim went out, Yajru Bezdin V'ainu V'ibrua, Bezdin went, sat, and convened, and they were Ma'ayin, they looked into the matter, and they were Ma'abr the Shana, La'asos Adar HaSheni Achar Zeh. So Noagos Berishon v'yatzui dechovasim bepurim sha'asu berishon. They were already yotzei dechova, their obligation with the Purim from Adar Rishon, in which case they need to do it again. That was the Gemara's Havmiya, that the Machlokas here depends on that. And the Gemara says, no. Really the Machlokas depends on how many days is the Ibur HaShana. How many days is Adar Rishon in the event of Ibur HaShana? Yimei Adar Rishon she'oso osin Ibur Shana. Chodesh kasaga daita chavtes yom. That was Gemara's having its dafka 29 days. So the Gemara says, so maishna leman da'amar shloshim de'ein tzarech lachzor v'lishloach shluchim al yom kiddush Adar Hasheni. What's different according to the man da'amar that it's always a fixed 30 days that you wouldn't need to send out shluchim? To Yadi, the B'nei Agola are aware, they know, she'lo'olam Adar Rishon me'ubar. The other Rishon is always a full month in the event of a leap year, and therefore Kirshan Chodesh took place on the 31st day, and therefore they knew when Purim would be. But so too Chodesh, it's a fixed 29 days. L'man d'amar Chodesh Nami ain't tzarich lahidiyah. There'd be no need to inform them either. The Yadi de la'olam chaser. They know it's always a Chodesh chaser. U'biyom shloshim niskadesh, and it was niskadesh on the 30th day. So the answer is no. According to that day, it's really variable. Ratu Chodesh, Ratu Shloshim. If they want, it could be 30 days. If they want, it could be 29 days. Lefikach, according to that day, meaning not our Mishnah, but Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Tzrichim lahodia imasa'uhu malei ochaser. They need to tell them if they made it a chodesh malei or a chodesh chaser. So now the Gemara brings other views about the months of Adar and Ishnas Ibur, how they observed. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Kahala Kadisha de Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi brought Eidos from the Kahala Kadisha of Yerushalayim, the Holy Congregation of Yerushalayim, al Shnei Adarim, about the two Adarim, Shemekadshim Osam b'yom Iburehem, that we do Kiddush HaChodesh on the Yom HaIbur, meaning on the 30th day of the month, we do Kiddush HaChodesh, so it ends up being each month is 29 days. Because they were Mekadesh Adar, because they sanctified the month, they did Kiddush HaChodesh of Adar Sheni on the Yom HaIbur, on that 30th overlap day, and they would treat that day as Rosh Chodesh. So each day, each month was 29 days. So why is that they called Yom HaIbur? That's called Yom HaIbur because if not for the fact that they did Kiddush HaChodesh on that day, it would have been the 30th day of Adar Rishon. So it ends up being they're both chaser. So the Gemara asks, Lememra techaserin avdinan melein lo avdinan? Does that mean that Rabbi Shua ben Levi from the Kala Kaddish of Yerushalayim said they only did them chaser, not male? The months of Adar were always chod she chaser, always 29-day months, never 30-day months. La fuke midar shvnachem barchista. That comes to exclude against the drush of Nachum Rechista, because he was Hayin Rabbi Simai Mishum Chagai Zechari Malachi. They bring Eidos from the Nevi'im, Chagai Zechari Malachi, Al Shnei Adarim, Shim Ratzu L'Asosim Shneim Maleim Osim, Shneim Chaserim Osim. They can make them both Mal if they want. They can make them both Chaser if they want. Echa Mal Echa Chaser, one Mal and one Chaser, Osim. V'kacha Yunogim Magola. That was the Minog in Pumpedisa, in the Gola. Umishim Rabbeinu Amru, Rabbeinu being Rav, Rashi explains, La'olam echa malda echa chaser, ad shi'ivada lach shehukva rosh chodesh bizvano. They would always observe it as chodesh ad harishon bimale and ad harishon bichaser until the shluchim would come and they knew exactly when Rosh Chodesh was, in fact. Ad shi'ivada lach shehukva rosh chodesh bizvano, until the shluchim would come from Eretz Yisrael, tell them that they treated the first month of Adar also as a chaser, so in which case, then they knew that Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni was actually a day earlier. They would assume that Adar Rishon was a 30-day month. So the important point here is that Rabbi Shimon ben Levi brings the following view against Rav Nachman bar Chista, and there's a whole slew of views in the Amoraim here, that late Tanaim Amoraim, what exactly was the proper observance of the two Adarim. So already we had a machlokas tanoim. What was Adar Sheni supposed to be? What was Adar Rishon supposed to be in the event of a leap year? It's supposed to be a 30-day month or a 29-day month. That's a machlokas tanoim. Now, in terms of the length of Adar Sheni itself, which was not discussed in that machlokas tanoim, and also overspill Adar Rishon too, we have a whole discussion here. According to Mishum and Levi, Mishum Kala Kadisha Shibu Shalayim, both Adarim are 29-day months. Because Mekadshim Osam B'Yom Iburei, and they did Kish HaChodesh of Adar Sheni on the Yom HaIbur. According to Rav Nachman Bar Chista and Rabbi Simai, they would do whatever they wanted. They could be a 30 and 30, 29 and 29, 30 and 29, or 29 and 30. And according to Rav, the first month was always 30 days, which is again like one view in the Tanaim, and the second month was always 29 days until they would find out otherwise. Unless they found out from Eretz Yisrael, then in fact the second month was Niskadesh on the 30th day, and the first month was actually 29 days. Okay. Rashi de Ramaschil, Shemekachem Osam B'Yom Yiburem, this is the view of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Yom Shloshim, the 30th day of the month, is called Yom Ibur, the day of literally making it a leap year. She'oso osin ibur l'chodesh kishema abramoso. That's the day in which, if you have an ibur l'chodesh, you extend it from the 30th day. She'mekadshim yoshloshim shal shneim l'rosh chodesh hanichnas. They would be mekadesh the 30th month of both months for the following month. Meaning that's how they both got to 29 days.
Yom Shloshim La Adar Harishon Hu Rosh Chodesh La Adar Sheni. The 30th day of Adar Rishon ends up being Rosh Chodesh of Adar Sheni. Yom Shloshim Shadar Sheni Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The 30th of Adar Sheni ends up being Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Memra that teaches me the Chasir Avdinam B'ni Chusa. It's not a question. It's a statement. Echa Mali that Chad Chaser according to Rav Nachum Bar Chista. Dafka Ka'amar Rishon Mali V'Sheni Chaser. And Mishum Ravenu, it was always that way. And that was what they did in the Gola. They were knowing Echa Malach Arkhasar, and Rabbeinu Rav said it was always done that way. Ad Sheivada, Shuk Varosh Chodesh Bizmano, Ad Sheyamrulach, Havoy Merit Yisrael, until the people from Merit Yisrael would tell them, Kidshu Bezdin Rosh Chodesh Adar Hasheni, Biyom Shloshim Adar Harishon, that the Bezdin was Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh Adar Hasheni on the 30th day of Adar Rishon, Vasuas Arishon Chaser, and the first month ended up being a Chodesh Chaser. So the Gemara continues further, 5 lines up from the bottom of the Testament base. Shalchu le Mar Ukva, they sent a shayla to Mar Ukva. Adar hasamach lenisan laolam chaser. Whether it's a shanamu beres or it's a regular year, other that samach lenisan is always a chodesh chaser. Meaning, if it's a shanamu beres, so other sheni ends up being a 29-day month. If it's a regular year, so then it ends up being a 30-day month. And if it's a regular year, then Adar Rishon, regular Adar, ends up being a 29-day month. Matzah Rav Nachman, Ashnei Chadashim Mechal Mishah Shabbos. The Edim, the Mishnah Chafah from Beis says, would be Mechal Shabbos for 2 months. If the Edim saw the Levana, and they were coming Chutz L'Tchum, they would go in, even from outside Tchum Shabbos, to tell the Bezdin when the Kesha Chodesh took place, on Nisan Val Tishrei. They'll go out for Chodesh Nisan and for Chodesh Tishrei. So meaning, because these months were so critical, because the holiday cycle really hinges on them, we had a special dispensation to allow the Eidim to come to Bezdin to violate even certain Dinim of Shabbos. So, well, we just said that the month of Adar that always precedes Nisan is always a Chodesh Chaser. So there was no need for Bezdin, for the Edom to be Mechal Shabbos and testify in front of Bezdin when Kirsha Chodesh took place. Because Iyamis Bishlama, if you say Zimnin Malay, Zimnin Chaser, sometimes it's Malay and sometimes it's Chaser, means sometimes other is Malay, sometimes other is Chaser, and therefore the Rosh Chodesh Nisan itself will be variable. Mishim Hachim Mechal Linan. That's the reason why we have a special dispensation of Chil Shabbos. Turn the page to the top of Chafim and Aleph. But if you say it was always chaser, there'd be no reason for chil shabbos. It was always a chodesh chaser. So the Gemara says no. Mishum the mitzvah kadosh al ri'ya. Apparently, there was a mitzvah. Because there's a mitzvah to mekadosh the chodesh al ri'ya based on when it's actually seen. So that was reason enough to Michal Shabbos. That's amazing. So that you're right. Really, 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 it was always a 29-day month. But so that Bezdin could be Mekadesh L'Chodesh on the 30th day, based on the testimony of the Eidim, based on what they see, that we would allow them to Michal Shabbos. Wow. That's one version of the Gemara. Then the Gemara has another version. Ika da Amri. Again, it was the one who asked the question was Rav Nachman. So now we have a version of the Gemara with Rav Nachman concurring with this halacha. Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Nachman, Afan Anami Tanina. We also learned this way too. Al Shnei Chadashim Mechalim Es Hashabbos Al Nisan Val Tishrei. That really Adar that Adar Hasamach Nisan is 29 days, like we said before. And because we learned in the Mishnah that there are two chadashim, 2 months that we allow for Chil Shabbos for Nisan and for Tishrei, Iyamis Bishlama La'olam Chaser Mishum Hachim Mechalinon. Why the mitzvah Kadesh Al-Ri'ya? If you say that it's always Chaser, so then I understand exactly why we allow for Chil Shabbos because of the mitzvah Kadesh Al-Ri'ya. So because mitzvah Kadesh Al-Ri'ya, so we always knew when it was going to be. And since we always knew what was going to be, and mitzvah kadosh al ri'ya is a very important value, so we would laugh for chil shabbos on some level. El I amris zim nemal zim nechaser amay mechalinon na abre ha'ina v'nekad shel amachar. What would be the purpose of Chil Shabbos? Let it be Me'ubar for now, and then be Mekayesh tomorrow. Meaning, let the Edom wait and come after Shabbos, and Bezdin won't be Mekayesh the 30th day. They'll treat it, they'll add a month to the add a day to the month of Adar. And then when the Edom come, they say when it was supposed. They say when in fact the Levana was Mechadesh, when it was a new month, they would be Mechadesh the Chodesh. So it's an amazing thing according to the Havni of the Gemara. You could actually change things around, even though they observed an extra day of the month of Adar. It would end up being incorrect, and they could change it. So if you hold mitzvah l'kadosh al pi ra'iyah, and it was always on the 29th day, so Rav Nachman saying that I understand much better. I understand very well and good. Why they would be mechal Shabbos? But if you hold that it was flexible, why be mechal Shabbos? So Gemara says no. Ida ikla yom shloshim b'Shabbos hachanami. If in fact the 30th day of Adar fell out on Shabbos, so then there'd be no need for Chil Shabbos, because wait till the 31st day. Hacha, what's the case in the Mishnah to the Eir Mechal Shabbos? Ma'askinan, Dikla Yom Shloshim Ve'echa B'Shabbos, the 31st day fell on Shabbos. So, the Mitzvah Kai Shal Re'iyah, because no matter what, even though you can't have a month that's 31 days, the most you can have is 30 days. So if the 31st day falls out on Shabbos, they were going to be Mekadesh the Chodesh that day anyway. So, but because of Mitzvah Kadesh al Piri'iyah, so they would come. In other words, really, the first version of the Gemara held that Rav Nachman thought it didn't make sense to have 29 days because there'd be no need for Chil Shabbos because it was always the same every month. And the Gemara answered based on what? Mitzvah Kadesh al Piri'iyah. And based on Mitzvah Kadesh al Piri'iyah, so we say that even though there was 29 days consistently every year, we would allow them for Chil Shabbos. Okay, that was one version. The next version of the Gemara was the exact opposite. That it only makes sense because the fact that it was same every year that we would say Mitzvah Kai Shal Piriyah allows for Chil Shabbos on the 29th day. But if it was sometimes Mali and sometimes Chaser, so just wait a day. What do you lose? You could wait through the 30th day, and then when the Edom would come and tell, and then treat the 30th day as the 30th day of the month of Adar, be Ma'abar the Chodesh, and then the Edom would come and tell you what the facts were, and then you'd be fine. There'd be no need for Chol Shabbos. The Edom would come after Shabbos. So the Gemara says that's all fine and good if the 30th day in fact is on Shabbos. So then you come on the 31st day, and then they'll tell you. But if it's the 31st day on Shabbos, the Miman of Shach Bezin needs to Mekayesh the Chodesh that day, and the Edom can come because it mitzvah Kayesh al Pi Ra'iyah. So the Gemara asks further, Masiv Kahana, if you assume that the month of Adar was always Chaser, and the only reason why Mechal Shabbos is based on Mitzvah Kayesh al Pi Ra'iyah, but the Mishnah Chafaf also says, Kisha Mikdash Kayam, when the Beit HaMikdash was standing, Mechal in Af al Kulam. The Edom would Mechal Shabbos for all of the months, Mipnei Takaras HaKarban. That way the Karban Rosh Chodesh could be brought in its proper time. So if Kana asked, Midukulu Lav Mishun the Mitzvah Kayesh al Ra'iyah, Nisim Vetishrei Nami Lav Mishun the Mitzvah Kayesh al Ra'iyah. So from the fact that the rest of the months of the year are not based on Mitzvah Kai Shariah, in fact it's based on Takaras HaKarban, we would presume also that Nisan and Tishrei themselves are not based on Mitzvah Kai Shariah. It's based on when in fact Rosh Chodesh would be. So therefore, Iyamas Bishlam and Zimnin Mali Zimnin Chaser Mishum Hachim Michalinon. So if it's all based on Rosh Chodesh, because of Takaras HaKorban, so then I understand if it would change, so therefore Mishum Hachim Mechalinon. Eliyamis Lom Chasra, am I Mechalinon? What would we need to Mechala? We always know when Rosh Chodesh was going to be, because it was always on the 30th day, and therefore there would be no need for Takaras HaKorban. during Bizman HaMikdash. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is always on the 30th day of Adar. And there's no, and don't tell me just based on Mitzvah Kash Al Piriya, because we're assuming it's based on Takanas HaKorban. So the Gemara says, Tiyufta. So in other words, there's no answer to this question. You're right. Bizman HaZeh, where there's no Takanas HaKorban, so you could give answers. But Bizman HaMikdash, where there was Takanas HaKorban, that was the prevailing reason for sending out shluchim, that wouldn't explain if you held l'olam chaser. Since it's l'olam chaser, it would never change. And if it would never change, there'd be no reason for takanas korban. Therefore, it must be that it was subject to change. Okay. Let's go back to Rashi and New Testament base. They're asking the chal and the Shabbos. They would do the shluchim would go out to do chilul Shabbos. Edim shiroas halavana bechidusha. The edim saw the levana in its brand new state. They could, to a certain degree, violate Shabbos to go chutz l'tchum, lavo lebezdin lahayd lifnam, to go to Bezdin and testify in front of them. Because Nisan, Tishrei, these are the linchpin months for the holiday cycle of the year. And the Gemara in the Havina thinks that the chilul, that the desecration of Shabbos, the Torah was permitting Mishum the Kviyas Yarach Lefi Riyas HaLevana, who was based on being Koveh the moon according to the Riyas HaLevana, according to being seen. In Malay, Malim Chaser Chaser. So whether it's Malay or whether it's Chaser. So Gemara says in the original version, if you hold that Iyar, that Adar Sari sometimes changes, therefore Mishum Hachim Mechal Linon. Im Ra'uhu Biyom Lamed, if they saw on the 30th day, Shim lo yavo v'ya'idu sharu hayom, if they didn't come on the 30th day and say, we saw the new moon, lo yekachu bezin amachar v'yasus l'chaser malay. Bezin's going to wait till tomorrow, and it's going to be a mistake, because it actually is a chodesh chaser. Turn the page to Chaf Mem Aleph. El iam ris lo'olam chaser, if in fact you say it's really always a chodesh chaser, v'inami lo asu edim mekachim le'ya'idna, if edim wouldn't come anyways, they would still be mekadish the chodesh. Lam and Lachal, there'd be no reason for Chil Shabbos. So no, the Gemara answers because the mitzvah Kadesh al Ra'iya al pi edim, based on the testimony of witnesses. Dichsiv hachodesh azal lachem rosh chodeshim kazer ra'ei v'kidesh, that based on this image of the moon, you have to be mekadesh it. Ika da'amri, another version, kasaka da'itei chilul Shabbos mishum mitzvah Kadesh al pi ra'iyahi. The Gemara assumes that now the only reason, exact opposite we thought before, the only reason for Chil Shabbos based on Mishnah Kadesh Al Pi Ra'iyah, Mishum Halchim Mechalin, on if it was the same every month, so I understand exactly why Mishum Halchim Mechalin on Shim Lo Yichalalu, if they would not be Mechal Shabbos Nimsasir Kadesh Achosh below Edim, you're gonna wind up having Kish Achosh without Edim, which is not correct. Eliyam Rizin Malizin Mechaser Michti Bebezin Talia. But if it's variable, sometimes Malizin Mechaser. So look, it's Talia on Basedin. Because I mean, come on. Atem afilu mezidim, that you, even if you're mezid, you can mekash the chodesh. Amay mechalinon. Litkenu bezdin, shiamtinu ayom shloshim v'yachal. Let bezdin wait till the 31st day. Shelo lechal alav es ha-shabbos, not be mechal shabbos. V'yelchu v'yayidu l'machar v'yikadshu apiyam. And bezdin will come and be mekash the chodesh based on what they say the next day. So na'abri ha'ina, for now, be ma'abri the chodesh. B'yom shloshim zeh yavru es adar. On the 30th day, they'll make adar a chodesh malay. So Gemara says, you're right. If the Yom Shloshim ended up following on Shabbos, then it would make sense. But Hacha Diktani Mechalin, Kelon De Ikla Yom Shloshim Ve'acha B'Shabbos, the 31st day followed on Shabbos. Ve'lo Nira HaChodesh Etmol El Ayom, the Chodesh wasn't seen yesterday, rather was seen today. De'inami Lo Azli Mekanshli Bet De'inami Lo Azli. And if they were not to, if they wouldn't come, then still it would be the bezdin would be forced to be mekadesh the chodesh. Mekadesh le bezdin ha'inna the in lecha chodesh yosra shloshim. The most, the maximum we said before, a month can be 30 days long. Umekadesh le shelo api edim, you would wind up having, which is not a good thing, kirsha chodesh without edim at all. Hilkach mechal mekadesh alriya. Therefore, they're mechal shabbos to have kirsha chodesh apiriya. So the Gemara asks, but if you look in the Mishnah, it says that they would do it bizman habayis for all the months. Mibnei takanas hakorban, musafim rosh chodesh. The musafim of rosh chodesh Sheyikruvu bizman, and they should be brought on the proper times. Nisan v'tishrei, so if the rest of the months were brought, were done for takanas ha-korban, so Nisan v'tishrei, nami lav mishum de mitzvah l'kai sha-ri'ya. It's hard to say that's based on mitzvah l'kai sha-ri'ya. Ha-vichil ha-shavis did who? Ella, no, shi'am modos bizman on lefitolos ha-levana. That way the modos would be on time. Ella iyamis lolam chaser, and rather it's based on takanas ha-korban. So therefore, iyamis lolam chaser. Amay mechalina, there'd be no need for it. The lav did who nami hayin al mikachin lein. The Gemara says to you, if the Gemara doesn't give an answer. Okay, we're now holding by the last skinny line on the page. Ki asa ula, something we mentioned before, whether or not they would do ibra hashana, ibra chorosh to elul. Amar abrua et le elul. Really, Bezdin did ibra hachorosh in elul. And again, the Gemara explained if they needed to, they would, and it would be that would be more important than the observance of the Bnei Agola of Rosh Hashanah. And Amar Ula, Yadi Chavrin Bavloi, Mai Tevusa Avdina Ba'adayu. So, and Ula said, the Chavrin Bavloi understand why, what was the nature that they were of being Ma'abr the Chorosh Aul. They don't. Do they even know how good it was? They did it. That he says Yadi Chavrin Bavloi, Chavrin Bavloi, the Chevra, the group of people from Bavel. They know my Tevusa Avdina Bahadayu, how good the Bez Neret Yisrael was doing for us by doing Ibur Hachodesh for Elul. My Tevusa, what was the goodness they did by being Ma'abur Chodesh Elul? So Gemara gives two answers. Ula Amar Mishum Yarkaya. Based on the vegetables. Why? So, what is Arkaya? So Rashi explains, that way, Shabbos and Yom Tov shouldn't come back to back, because the vegetables would rot. Well, what does this mean? Because if it would come out that you have 2 days that you couldn't do Malacha back to back, so the vegetables that were picked Erev Shabbos will rot until you want to eat them on Yom Tov. And if you want to eat them already 2 days later, you can't eat them 2 days later. And in order to separate from Shabbos and Yom Tov, they would add an extra day of Elul. And by doing that, they would keep Rosh Chodesh Tishrei on the 31st day. So that way the Yom Tov that would fall out would if Yom Tov that would fall out on Friday would end up falling on Shabbos itself, or if it would fall on, if it would be on Sunday, it would fall out on Monday. In other words, if you had a situation of a back-to-back Rosh Hashanah Shabbos observance, that way, in order to ensure that the vegetables would be properly kept, so they would, if they saw that Rosh Hashanah was supposed to fall on a Friday, they would add a day to Elul so that it would fall on Shabbos. And if they saw that Rosh Hashanah was supposed to fall on Sunday, they would add a day to Elul that we should fall on Monday. Rabbi Acha bar Chanina Amar Mishum Misaya. The other svar was for the Mason, that if in the event that, let's say, Yom Kippur and Shabbos would fall on Zeh Achar Zeh, one day after the other, that if somebody dies on the first day of an Erev Yom Kippur, or on Yom Kippur itself, or on Shabbos, they couldn't be buried for 2 straight days, and it could get disgusting. So for that reason, if they saw that Yom Kippur and Shabbos were supposed to be back-to-back, they would add an extra day. So the Gemara says, "My Binai, what are the nafkamins between Yarkaya and Mesaya?" In the event of Yom Kippur that falls out on a Sunday, Mandar Mishum Misaya Ma'abrinan. If you hold the Svar of Misaya, then you have to Ma'abr El. That way Yom Kippur and Shabbos will be separated by a Sunday. Umandar Mishum Yarkaya, Le'imas Kabay Luhu. When do you want to eat them? Le'urta, for the day after the fast? You don't need them for that. L'urta tarach l'maisi, for the day after the fast, you'll get new ones. you don't need to be picking vegetables in Erev Shabbos and that they were worried about them spoiling for your Motzei Yom Kippur meal. So in other words, the nafka mina one direction is in the scenario of Yom Kippur that falls after Shabbos. So if it's a question of Misaya, the dead bodies, that they're going to get disgusting, so you take care of them, you need to take care of them right away. So you have to make sure there's a separation of days. But if the svar is based on Yarkaya, the vegetables that you want to eat, you don't want them to spoil over the 2 day gap that you can't, that you pluck them for and you're waiting to use them. So that's not nogeya for Motzei Yom Kippur. That's what the Gemara says. You're going to get new ones. Ulmander mishum yarkaya, la'abre mishum misaya. But even if you hold the two svaras shouldn't be mutually exclusive. But even if you hold of the svara of yarkaya, you should still hold the svara of misaya. It's no one should reject the svara of misaya. So the Gemara says, no. Really, the nafkamina is if you have a yomtiv of the first day of Sukkot or Rosh Hashanah that falls on the day before Shabbos or the day after Shabbos, either on Friday or on Sunday. If you're the yarkaya that were worried about the vegetables spoiling, then ma'abrinon. You have to do ibra Hashanah. Uman to Amishim Misaya, but if you're worried about Misaya, Efshar Ba'amame, you can use Gayim. Mean enough to wait. You can use Gayim. So the Gemara asks, the same question we asked before, Uluman to Amar Mishim Misaya, if as far as Misaya, the Abre Mishum Yarkaya, you should also hold Yarkaya as well. So Gemara says, no, Esher Bechamime. You can put them in hot water, you can put the vegetables in hot water. So if the vegetables can be put in hot water, so the Mandar of Messiah basically says there's no reason for the Svara of Yarkaya. In which case, the Nafkamina will be Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos or on a Sunday. If you hold the Yarkaya, that is an independent Svara, then Ma'abrinon. And if you hold the Svara of Misaya, you can use non-Jews. That once, what's the Svara of using non-Jews? That on Yantif, you can really make your idea, and on Yantif, you can have non-Jews bury the mace for you. So therefore, you don't have to wait an extra 2 days. On Yom Kippur, that's not the case. You can't have a non-Jew do bury the mace for you on Yom Kippur. So the svara still stands for according to Messiah between Yom Kippur and Shabbos, but not on a regular Yantif day. Okay? And the Manda Amar of Yarkaya doesn't hold of Messiah. The Manda Amar of Messiah doesn't hold of Yarkaya because you can use Chamimi, you can use hot water. So the Gemara says, Ihachi. The whole idea of Ula was that the Bnei Bavel have to have a karas hatov for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael for doing Ibra Hashanah for them. But what's any different for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael than the Bnei Bavel? Maishna l'didan. Why is it any different for us that we get benefit from this takana, meaning either Mishum Misar or Mishum Yarkaya? I feel the Hunami. It benefits the Bnei Eretz Yisrael as well. So Gemara says, L'didan chavil on alma. For us, chavil on alma means the land is very warm. So, because if the land is very, the land was apparently very hot in Bavel, in Babylonia. Therefore, there was more of a chashash of the vegetables rotting quicker, or the mesim getting sour quicker, the mesim getting ruined quicker. L'didhu, but in Eretz Yisrael, lo chavaluhu alma. The Eretz Yisrael wasn't so hot. Since Eretz Yisrael wasn't so hot, temperature-wise, they didn't need these takanos as much as we did. In fact, they made it for us, in which case we should have proper karas hatov. Okay, so it ends up being, Ula says that for one of two reasons, they would do Ibur Hashanah of Elul, either Mishum Mesaya for the purpose of of keeping the dead bodies fresh during the month of Tishrei, if in the event there was Yom Kippur or Shabbos that fell back to back, or based on the svar of Yarkaya to keep the vegetables fresh. And those are the svaras we've just seen. And the nafkamina being, even the Manda Amar of Yarkaya really holds of Mesaya, and therefore they would even agree that if you had a situation where Yom Kippur and Shabbos would fall back to back, they needed to be Ma'aber Elul, even according to the Manda Amar of Yarkaya. But according to the Manda Amar of Mesaya, they did not accept that shita. They only accepted what's the reason they didn't accept that shita? Is because they could say you could preserve your vegetables by keeping them in hot water. In which case, even if you had a situation with Yontif and Shabbos falling back to back and there was a concern of getting your vegetables ruined, they would still say you wouldn't do Ibur Ha Chodesh of El. Okay, Rashi, Diramaskil Yadoi Chavrin Bavloi, that the Babylonian Chevra are aware. Klomar Nosin and Lev, they pay attention. Lahakir Tova Shosin Imam Ben Eretz Yisrael Sheibruas Elul. To understand the Hakaras Tova that Ben Eretz Yisrael did for them by being Ma'abra Chosh Elul. Mishum Yarkaya Lahafrid, based on vegetables, Lahafrid Shabbos v'yomtiv zemi, is that to distinguish Shabbos and Yomtiv one from the other? Kedeshali Chmoshu Yirakos Hanachalos, that way the vegetables shouldn't spoil, shouldn't sour. Hanachalos Kshin Chayim b'Shabbos, Sha'achar Yomtiv o b'Yomtiv Sha'achar Shabbos, that when they're fresh on Shabbos, they shouldn't spoil by Shabbos after Yomtiv, or Yomtiv the day after Shabbos. And they couldn't do Melach and get new ones in the middle, so what were they going to do? Mishum Mesaya, Lahafrid Shabbos from a Kippurim Zemizat, to distinguish between Shabbos and Yom Kippur one from the other. Shelo Yasriach Meis, Shiyamos Be'echa Mehem, that a dead body that dies on one of these days shouldn't get disgusting. Shiyehe Rishon, Velo Yikaver, Lo Hayom Velo Lamachar. Then shouldn't be a situation where there's a 2-day gap between the death and the burial. Mai Benayu, Tarvayu Isnehu. So when do you ever have a difference? So we have a Kippurim Shechalios Achar Shabbos Im Lo Yavru, who if Yom Kippur to fall out back to back from Shabbos, the Madrim Mishum Yisaya Ma'abrin V'dachin Li Yom Kippurim Li Yom Hashem Shabbos, to push up Yom Kippur till Monday. But according to the Manda Amar of Yerkai, the Svar doesn't stand. Emas Boile, when would you need these vegetables? Li'irakos Li'urta Li'motzei Yom Kippurim for the meal after the Tainis? There'd be no need for that. L'urta tarachu ma'isi. For the next night, they'll be tarach and they'll get new ones. Ein tarachu lakin erav Shabbos. Hilkach lo ma'abrinan. And the other mandamer says, let's say you have a case of Yom Tov and Shabbos to fall back to back. Asher ba'amame. Domer mar, meis b'yom Tov rishon, yisgasku ba'amame. Maker adin, midian de gemara. Non-Jewish people can bury the base, the mace. B'chamime. And the other mandamer says, no, there's no need to keep the vegetables. Can put them in hot water. Shoram b'chamim v'chosut kan muslim. By putting them in hot water, they go back to where they were before. L'didan, so then the Gemara asked, well, why does the B'nai Bavel need more Hakaras Tova than the B'nai Eretz Yisrael? L'didan, chavil lan alma, it's very hot outside. Anu B'nai Bavel, cham lanu ha'olam, v'yish lanu hevel. It's very hot. It's very deep. It's not this hilly, mountainous area like Eretz Yisrael. And there's no wind that sholet. Wind cannot pass. And the Bnei Eretz Yisrael don't need to do that for their own selves. They're only doing it for our own sakes. For our own sake. Okay. So the Gemara assumes, in any case, according to Ula, there'll be mutter to do Ibra Chodesh for Tzorach HaTzibur. So the Gemara says, Eini, where are we holding? We're holding about 7-8 lines down in the Y lines. Eini, Vatani Rabbar Shmuel Yochel Kishem Shema Abra Mesashana Litzorach, just as you can do Ibur Hashana for a Tzorech. The Gemara talks about this on Daf Chaf Aleph. Kach Ma'avrin Sa Chodesh L'Tzorech. You might think you'd also do Ibur Chodesh L'Tzorech. Tam Lomra Chodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. This Chodesh, referring to the month of Nisan, should be the first month of the 7 months. Kazeh Re'e V'Kidesh. I mean, if you see it, then you're Mekadesh the Chodesh. In other words, has nothing to do with your own needs. Has to do with when, in fact, there is a new moon. If there's a new moon, then you're ma'abra the chodesh. If there is a new moon, then you're not. In which case, you can't do it for your, you can't wait an extra day for your own needs. Once you see the moon b'chidusha, you have to do kisha chodesh. Amarava lo kasha kan la'abro kan la'kadesho. There's a chiluk between ibra chodesh and kisha chodesh. Meaning, when it comes to ibra chodesh, you can wait an extra day. But when it comes to kisha chodesh, the pshat is you can't do kisha chodesh early, any earlier than you see the moon. But you could delay. V'achik amar yachol k'shem shema'ab mishashana ve'es hachodesh l'tzorech. You might think, so we have to change the text of the brisa. Just as you can be to ibra shana and ibra chodesh for your own needs, kach mekadshes l'chodesh l'tzorech, so too you could do kisha chodesh for your own needs. Tamalomar hachodesh hazel lachem kazera evikidesh. You can only do Kisha Chodesh based on what actually is. You can't do, you can do Ibra Chodesh and Ibra Shana for your own needs, but you can't do Kisha Chodesh for your own needs. Kisha Chodesh only happens when it's actually there. V'chihad Amar Bishu Ben Levi, and the Gemara brings a Raya from Bishu Ben Levi. Ma'ayimim ala Eidim ala Chodesh Shanira Bizmano La'abro. We do iyum ala edim. We scare the edim. This is something we'll discuss later on as well. Ala chodesh shenir bizmano, regarding chodesh, the new month that was seen at its proper time on the 30th day. Laabro, meaning we can scare them off from saying, from testifying that they saw the new month in order to add a day to the chodesh. But we don't scare off the Edim, we don't try to scare the Edim regarding the Chodesh that wasn't seen at its proper time or to Kisha Chodesh, even if there was a need. We don't try to convince the Edim into saying something that wasn't actually there in order to Kisha Chodesh based on what they say. Why? Because Kisha Chodesh only happens based on the actual Chiddush Halavana. So Gemara says, Eini, is this really true? Vashalach le'Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya le'Rabbi Ami have yodin shakol yamav sh'Rabbi Yochanan hayim lamdein. Rabbi Yochanan would always teach us the following halacha. Ma'ayim mala edim ala chodesh shaloni bizmano. We would scare the edim that would come to testify regarding the chodesh that wasn't seen at its proper time, that they should say that it was seen. Lekadsho, afapi shelo ra'uhu, yomu ra'inu. Even though they didn't see it, we would say that they saw it. We would convince them, kilu, to say that they saw it. So that's exactly against Rabbi Bar Shmuel, exactly against Rabbi Bar Shmuel. According to the way we learn Rabbi Bar Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, we only did iyum ha'edim, we won't scare the edim in terms of trying to put their testimony in a certain way, only in terms of adding a day to the month, but never in terms of Kiddush HaChodesh to do it earlier than it was supposed to be. But now Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai is saying that we would. I thought we'd say in Kiddush HaChodesh L'Torach. So he says, Amar Abaye, lo kashya, ha b'nisan v'tishrei, ha b'shar yarchi. That when it comes to Nisan and Tishrei, if there was a need to do Kirsha Chodesh, even if it wasn't on a day that they actually didn't see it, that even if it wasn't on the actual day they saw it, we would still convince them to testify in such a way in order to do Kirsha Chodesh on the 30th day. And why is that? Because this is how Rashi learns the Gemara. Because Nisan and Tishrei were so chashuv, but ha b'shar yarchei, but in other months they wouldn't do it. So this is all the answer of Abaye, in order to explain when we would do Iyum, when we wouldn't do Iyum. So let's do some Rashi. Rashi the Ramaschil Eini v'chim Abrin Chodesh Letzorach. Again, and this is the Gemara's original question, where the Gemara seems to assume that we can't even do Ibra Chodesh for a purpose. V'chim Abrin Chodesh Letzorach. The second Rashi, the second wide lines. Kishem Shema Abram is Hashana Letzorach. Just as we do Ibra Hashana for Tzorach, Mipnei Ha'aviv, in order that the spring season should be at the right time. Vatkufa, and the solar system, the solar seasons, the four Tkufos. Uperos Ha'ilon, and the fruits of the tree. Kedis, Beperakamis, and Hadrin. But when it comes to Chodesh, the Gemara Nahavina thinks, Kazara Eve Kidesh. Once you see it, you can do Kisha Chosh, but you can't do anything more than that. It has to be on the day that it is. No. The Gemara says, La'abro, la'asos chaser mole, l'tzoyrech, to make a chosh chaser into chosh mole for a given need, sat mutter. You can do. L'kadsho, to Kisha Chodesh, b'yom shloshim, v'alavan lo nireis, but the moon hasn't actually been seen yet, v'myam tinu ad yom machar, yishavis v'makipurim smuchim, in Mekamish Litzorech. We can't do Kirsha Chodesh Litzorech in order to prevent Yom Kippur and Shabbos not being back to back. Vachika Amar. And this is what the Brisa means to say. Yachol Kashem Shema Abrim Litzorech, Kach Mekadosh Litzorech. Just as you can do Kirsha Chodesh Litzorech, you can do. Just as you can do Ibra Chodesh Litzorech, but we're assuming you can do Ibra Chodesh Litzorech. You can do Kirsha Chodesh Latzorach as well. Tam Lomer Kazara Eve Kidesh. Re'e Tzchil of Achar Kach Kidesh. First see and then do Kirsha Chodesh. Aval Kisha Ata Ma'abro Re'e V'Kideshu. When it comes to Ibra Chodesh, you don't need Kazara Eve Kidesh. You can do it even on a day that wasn't exactly the day which they saw the new moon. But the Gemara asks, we scare them about their testimony, that they should be silent and not testify, in order to add another day. And we don't do Iyum on Edim. I mean, this is the raya. I'm sorry. This is the raya of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Ve'ema aimim biyom shloshim ala edim shelo ra'uhu. We don't do iyum of edim on the 30th day. We haven't yet seen the new month. Ve'nan tzrichim lekadsho. We need them to do kirsh ha'chodesh. Hayom kila hafrit Shabbos u'makipurim, to separate one from the other. Shiyom ra'inu v'ya'idu sheker. We don't do that. But the problem is that Rabbi Yehuda Nistia said that Rabbi Yochanan always taught us, Hayam Lamdenu Ma'aimim, Imanu Tzrichim Lasoso Chaser. If we need to make a Chodesh Chaser, we even teach them, we even try to scare them into saying false testimony about Kirsha Chodesh as well. So the Gemara, according to the first answer, is Mechalik, between Nisan and Tishrei, everything else. B'Nisan and Tishrei, Shamodos, Tluyim Behem. So then we can even do Kirsha Chodesh Letzorech, Mekadosh Letzorech. But B'Shar Yarchei Lo, the other months, no. Vim Tomar, Matzor Achlanu B'Shar Chodshim L'Chaser L'Aber. What would be the need in the first place? What would be the need in the first place to be Mechaser L'Chodesh, Me'aber L'Chodesh by other months that are not the Moados Tluyim Behem? These are the most important months of the year. What's the Shaychas other months, Rashi wants to know? Why would we even think that other months would be mutter to do such a thing? Kigon Osa Shashanim Mesachas Erechin, the Gemara says in Mesachas Erechin, Ein pochsin me'arba chadashim hamubarim b'shana v'lo nira la'abra yosha ashmona. You can't have any less than 4 months that are mu'ubar, and you can't have any more than 8 that are mu'ubar. Obviously, mafrishin and taima, and the Gemara explains there. V'im ibru shmona u'bezelo niris b'yom shloshin nintza shano tzrichim la'ayim aleim loma ra'inu b'shvil l'kadesh. And so basically, given the sugya and erichin, there's a cycle of you don't have any four less, you can't have less than 4 months that are mu'ubar, and you can't have more than 8. And for that, since that's the case, vim ibru shmona, and if they did ibru on 8, ubezelo nires biyom shloshim, and it ended up being that in the ninth of that month, of the ninth month of the year, or whatever month it was, you would end up having a ninth month that was mu'ubar, unless they didn't see on the 30th day they were going to be ma'abr the chodesh. We need to scare them in order to make sure
say they really saw it already in order to not have a ninth month. So the Gemara, that's the Gemara's first answer. Rava Amar, Hanatani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, that we can't do Kisha Chosh HaTzarech. That's Achirim. That's the Shita of the Achirim. Because the Achirim say, the Tanya Achirim Omrim, Ein Ben Atzeres La Atzeres, Vein Ben Rosh Hashanah La Rosh Hashanah, El Arba Yamin Bilvad. Why? This is something we've seen before a few times. They hold that the yearly cycle, every Yom Tov is a 4-day gap on the calendar dates from within a week from the previous Yom Tov. Why? Because they hold that the months go in an exact order. Malei Chaser, Malei Chaser, Malei Chaser. So if you do for six and six, so if you do the math, there's always going to be a 4-day gap between 1 month between the day in which of the week a Yom Tov falls out and the next year. Why? Because there are 6 full months, that's 180 days. And there are 6 Chodesh Chasers, that's 174 days. So it comes out there are 354 days, which is 50 weeks and 4 days. We've seen this before. So the 4-day gap, Vim Haisa Shanamu Baras Chamisha. And if it was a Shanamu Baras, they would add on a Chodesh Chaser, which ended up being a 5th day. Why? Because that's an extra 4 weeks and a day. So it's an extra 4 weeks, and this is a 5-day gap. For that reason, according to the Shitas Acherim, they would never do Kiddush HaChodesh. They would never do Kiddush HaChodesh LaTzorech either. So it comes out like this: according to the Shitas Acherim, they would never do Kiddush HaChodesh LaTzorech. And they wouldn't do Ibar HaChodesh LaTzorech either, because it's always the same cycle. And that's the view of the Acher. That's one sheet. They would never do Kiddush HaChodesh LaTzorech or Ibar HaChodesh LaTzorech, because it was always following a cyclical pattern of Malei Chaser, Malei Chaser, so there'd be no need to do anything LaTzorech. According to Rabba Bar Shmuel and the Pashup Shad of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, they would do Ibra Chodesh Letzorech, they would add an extra day Letzorech, but they would never do Kiddush HaChodesh Letzorech. And according to, that's one, again, these are all different explanations of Rabba Bar Shmuel. Abai's Shita within Rabba Bar Shmuel, Rava's Shita within Rabba Bar Shmuel, etc. So according to Abai's Shita within Rabba Bar Shmuel, we would do Kiddush HaChodesh LaTzorech for Nisan Tishrei, and always do Ibra HaChodesh LaTzorech. According to Rava's view within Rabbi Shmuel, it goes like the Acherim, we would do really neither of them, even though the simple view of Rabbi Shmuel is that you would do Ibra, not Kiddush. So that's the third possibility. There are really 3 possibilities in Rabbi Shmuel. You would only do Ibra LaTzorech and never Kiddush LaTzorech. And according to Abai, you would do Kiddush LaTzorech on Nisan and Tishrei, not the other months. And according to the Acherim, it was always a cycle, so there would be no need for either Kish or Yibur Letzarech. So, that was the, again, and the original read of Rav Shmuel, in fact, supported this most extreme view, which was the Gemara's whole question on Ula. But according to Ula, obviously, Yibur HaChodesh was Mutu Letzarech. So let's see Rashi. Hadatani Rabba She'im Abrin V'lo Mekach L'Tzorach. They couldn't do Ibur or Kish L'Tzorach, which was the original read of Rabba against Ula. Acherim Hi. Amri La'olam Kol Chadashim Echad Malei V'Echad Chaser. They follow a cycle. Keseder Moa Halavana Shemitzchadesh La'olam B'Sof Chav Tesiyamim U'Mechta She'im Chamishim V'Tisha L'Shnei Chadashim, which is 59 days over the course of 2 months. Based on the Seder Molad Alvana, based on the lunar calendar, that's really Mishadesh at the end of 29 and a half days, which ends up being 59 days over the course of 2 months. Our Ba'a Yom, there will be a 4-day gap. In Nikva Achshav, Becha B'Shabbos, if let's say Yom Tov was on a Sunday 1 year, Yilashana Abba B'Chamishi B'Shabbos, next year will be on a Thursday. Shezeh Cheshbon Shemasar Chodesh, Echamad Echad Chaser, Ola Shinudal Yomim. 6 months of times
30 is 180. 6 months times 59 is 174. 354 days. V'shalosh meos v'chamishim kulam shvuim. And 350 days are all weeks. 50 weeks times 7 is 350. Nimtza nidcha lalan arba yamim. So it's a 4-day gap. Vim haisa shana mubaras chamisha. If it was a shana mubaras, it would be a 5-day gap. Shemosifim alei chodesh chaser, an extra chodesh chaser, 29 days. Shadoch lehem min shvuayim shleim yom echad. So it actually 4 days and 4 weeks in a day. That's the second way of reading Rav Bar Shmuel. Rav Dimi Merada Masni Ipcha. Rav Dimi Merada actually says the exact opposite of Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Ma'aymim ala edim ala chodesh shalon yer bizman on the kadsho. We would do iyim ha'edim on a month, on a chodesh that wasn't actually seen bizman to kiddush early. The ma'aym ala edim ala chodesh shanir bizman ala abra. We wouldn't do iyim for the purpose of ibur. My taima. So what was the reason? What's the rationale on Rav Dimi's chiddush? Let's turn the page. Because hi, if the edim come to testify on the 30th day and you scare them off to the 31st day, mixi kashikra, that looks like it's lying to everybody because everybody can see it's already the 30th day. Hi, but you want to make the edim be makayish lachosh early even though it hasn't yet happened. Lo mixi kashikra. Why? Because nobody knows. Maybe you can see the levan and maybe you can't see the levan. In other words, for public policy, it's less egregious. It's less obvious in a bad way to be ma'ayim for the tzorach of kiddush, but for do even for the tzorach of ibur, you can't do. So let's see Rashi here at the top of Chaf Mem Beis. Hi, mechzi kishikra kishenireis bizmana. Let's say it's bizmana and it's seen by everybody. Ve'ena mi'idim harbe acherim. And yeshra'uhu v'nir shal sheker avru. Everybody sees it, and it looks like they're being ma'abir the chodesh, adding extra day for sheker. They're lying. Aval kshelo ra'uhu v'omer ra'inu ena sheker noda. But if they say nobody sees it, but we say we see it, we say we saw it, it's not clearly lying. In which case, that's where Rav Dimi thinks the opposite of Rishon and Levi, and that's a final shita on this question. We'll stop here.